Welcome to What's the Tea with Ministry,
where we spill the tea on the Jesuit and Mercy mission at the University of Detroit Mercy.
Bringing you mission-centered conversation through storytelling, reflection, and community connection all over a cup of tea.
Hosted by University Ministry and a student co-host.
That's us. I'm Anna Lawler, University Minister.
And I'm Margot Yu, your student co-host.
So, Margot, we are out here today recording with one another just to share a little bit about who we are. You know, we've had a couple episodes air and we have shared content from different people at the university. But who are these two people that have been hosting this podcast? We thought it'd be worth it to share a little bit more about one another and just give you an insight to who we are as your hosts of the What's the Tea with Ministry podcast. So I'm going to start with Margot and ask her to just introduce herself. Where are you from? Why are you connected to this? Just give us a little background.
My name is Margot Yu. I am a current alumni of the University of Detroit Mercy. I majored in biochemistry. While I was here, I also did research. I was a university ministry intern and a whole bunch of other things that I cannot think of right now because I am an alumni. But yes, I've had a good time being here at Detroit Mercy, where I got to meet my favorite person, Anna Lawler. I'm just kidding. So sorry to whoever's hearing this. There's more. It's your turn. You gotta tell me about you.
Okay, I can share a bit about myself. This is my third academic year at the University of Detroit Mercy. I started in the summer of 2021. So it was still very much the COVID times. And I came here, I moved to Detroit from Boston. But I am originally from the suburbs of Chicago. So I've moved around quite a bit. I've lived in a couple other states on top of those few that I mentioned. And yeah, I have a deep love for ministry work and campus ministry in particular.
And me.
And of course, Margot. But I have a deep passion for working with young adults. I love having conversations with young adults. It brings light to my life. And yeah, it's what brought me to the university and what has brought me to this project was a crazy idea that I had along with Sister Erin McDonald, who works in our office in the university ministry as well. And we invited Margot to join us in this project. We really wanted to have a student co-host. Obviously, she's no longer a student, so she's our alum co-host. But it has been a joy to start this project with her and be working on this project together. And
go us.
Yeah, go us. We've been having a lot of fun with it. Margot, you didn't share a lot about your personal background. You shared about your student background. Tell me where you're from. Something fun about you.
I am from Detroit, Michigan. I am Nigerian. I speak Igbo and I speak English. In the future, I want to be a doctor. The coolest doctor on the block, might I add. And what else? Oh, I power lift. What else? Guys, my alumni brain is on right now.
I've graduated and no longer have to use brain power brain.
I promise you guys. We'll dive into it later. Yeah. However, I do have a question for you. When did you realize that you wanted to work with kids or students, college students?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, so I've always loved working with, you said kids. I do love working with kids. And I went into college thinking I wanted to work with little kids, like 5, 6, 7-year-old kids. And I wanted to be a teacher. I really thought I wanted to be an elementary school age teacher. Mm. And I took about one class in college. I went to the university. I went to John Carroll University, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, a fellow Jesuit school. And I took Ed 100, so like the very first class for any education majors. And I immediately knew that I probably shouldn't be trusted with the foundational education of young people. I think I had a very narrow lane of what kind of school I wanted to work in and what kind of students I wanted to work with. And I think that gave me a clear indication that I didn't maybe have the same level of passion as some of my classmates. And so I switched to sociology, thinking I would go get a master's in social work after. And in the course of having to fulfill my core curriculum credits, I had to take theology like a lot of the students here do. And I fell in love with it. I just really enjoyed learning about theology and about religions. And the study of religion was just really fascinating to me. And I knew I wanted to do something with that. But as I said, I'm not necessarily a gifted academic, and I don't have the structure to want to teach in my own life. And so I needed something that felt more like teaching, like camp, because I loved being a camp counselor. And I found that I really loved campus ministry as a student. I loved participating in retreats and helping be on leadership teams. And it was kind of brought to my attention by some of my own campus ministers that maybe I should think about doing campus ministry work. And that's what I ended up pursuing and how I ended up here.
To those that recommended this position for her, God bless you. Thank you very much. And you... just grateful. That's all I have to say.
You're great, Margo.
That's all I have to say.
Well, I have a question for you. Obviously, you're a recent alum. You just graduated in May. So this is new status for you. But if you could think back the last 4 years of your time at Detroit Mercy, do you have a particular favorite class that you took while you were here?
I have two favorite classes, actually. Which apparently are not my science classes. So sorry to my science teachers. I'm just kidding. My top favorite classes were both religious classes. There was Catholicism, Spirit, and Methods. And there was Honors, Prophet, and Visionaries, both of which required me to read the Bible. Love it. I took Honors, Prophet, and Visionaries first with Dr. Hibbard, and we basically read a whole bunch of the Old Testament, and we basically just had to learn about all the prophets. And that's when I realized that I actually loved my religious ed classes a lot more. That was the beginning of my junior year when, like, things started to change as far as me becoming an intern and stuff like that. So I had a great time in that class. I would like to apologize now for falling asleep once or twice in the class. I still learned. I still got an A, guys. But the class, having the live discussions about what we thought the prophets were, what we thought that their words meant, or how we felt that they interpreted, Dr. Hibbert actually did a good job at making us imagine. You know, I think when it came to Ezekiel, he gave like certain descriptions of what it was like to see God and stuff. Yeah, we had to sit there and draw and imagine literally what we thought we were seeing.
Oh, so some imaginative prayer.
Very controversial.
Very controversial.
Yeah, we were arguing, or we're not arguing, obviously, but we were debating on like, okay, well, I can't remember the specifics, but for example, let's say it was like the four heads on the head. We were like, okay, well, how are we going to draw this out? And then we all were pretty much distraught by the time 6:30 came. But doing things like that, and he would give us these pop quizzes just to make sure that we were paying attention. And I always passed because I always paid attention. But that was one. And then my Catholicism, Spirit, and Methods class with Father Hendry was wonderful. I, along with my spiritual direction, had to dive into Luke a lot more than I needed to. I mean, I dived into Luke more than I thought I would. And a lot of new age perspectives, things that I didn't know about just the Jesuit life or the Mercy life, were brought in. We had a lot of live guest speakers, whether it be through Zoom or whether they came in class. I made wonderful friends. Shout out to the Jesus the Preacher group chat founded by me. Because one time Father Hendry was like, what do you see Jesus as? I was like, this Jesus is the physician. Jesus is the preacher. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is everything. And then we just made a group chat called Jesus the Preacher. So based on the Margo Foundation, we did that. But of course, I love my science classes. However, I do think that I was able to really discover or explore the mission that Detroit Mercy has by taking those religious classes, which I'm very, 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 very grateful for.
Shout out to core curriculum and forcing us to take classes that maybe we wouldn't have chosen to take ourselves, but kind of inspired different paths for us, whether it was my whole career for me or, you know, just things that you enjoy and know that it enlightens your own spiritual experience as a person.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm thinking about is like the University of Detroit Mercy is such a special place. And we've had some really great conversations with our guests on the podcast about what makes Detroit Mercy great. I want to hear from Margot on her perspective, and then I'll share my perspective on why I think Detroit Mercy is great.
Let's see. Number one, I love me a small campus. So the campus being small has allowed me to make interpersonal connections with a lot of people. It's just like a bigger high school. I went to a small high school, went to a small elementary, so I think being at a small school was the perfect fit for me. And then the core curriculum, along with my science classes, how diverse they are, I did highly appreciate being able to turn on my organic chemistry brain and then being able to turn on my honors African American history brain within the same. Like, I liked that my whole life wasn't just being a science student. And of course, the community here is quite diverse. I was very grateful to be able to find other Nigerians like myself. Shout out to the ministry. It's the best thing in the world. Can't toot our own horn on the show right now. But I will say just my experience of being a ministry intern and being able to host and be a part of a lot of big events, or even just like coming out of COVID, handling that, I think the school did a good job with maneuvering us back into, like, you know, not real lifetimes because everything has been real so far. But post-COVID has been pretty good. And shout out to Detroit Mercy for doing a good job at that. But I really just want to say I love everything about the school. I've had a blast being a student at Detroit Mercy. And being here has helped me develop spiritually, which is very important to me. It's helped me discover what I want to do. It's where I came up with my ministry is medicine quote. It's where I discovered that I love helping people and putting a smile on people's faces. It's where I made the best connections with professors and students. And it's where I met Anna Lawless. Oh.
Stop. You're too much.
So honestly, everything. I don't think I would have been the person that I am today had I had not gone to Detroit Mercy. So honestly, everything. Oh, and mass. I'd be having the best time of my life at that 9 p.m. mass, guys. You don't even know. So you guys should start coming to 9 p.m. mass in the St. Ignatius Chapel on Sunday evenings.
I think for me, as a person who wasn't a student here, so I don't know the student experience at Detroit Mercy. I can only speak for my own experience of being on staff. I think what I love about Detroit Mercy that has been different than other schools I've worked at or other ministries I've been a part of is the beautiful diversity our community offers. Not only are we a very racially and ethnically diverse community, I think our religious diversity, particularly, I mean, I can't get away from it. I'm a university minister, that's what I do. But the religious diversity of our students has brought so much like life and also in a beautiful way, challenge for me to learn. I feel like I've learned so much from our students who are Muslim and about Islam and what that religion involves. I feel like I've had so many beautiful discussions with students who aren't Catholic but who are Christian and come from Protestant backgrounds. I've had really interesting conversations with students just about life. And that is, as I said earlier, like that's my bread and butter. That is what I love about my job, is that I get to have conversations with students about really interesting topics that touch on their spiritual life, but also just integrate into the life of being a college student. And I've never had the same level of experience with that as I have here. I haven't had that at some of the other schools I've worked at. Some of the other schools that I've worked at have not been as diverse. And so I just didn't have the same, I'm using the word challenge, not in a negative way. I want to say it in this very positive way, that it's challenging me because it forces me as a human being to think differently. Mm-hmm. And to come and approach things through different perspectives and different understandings. And I think that's an important part of just the human experience, is having conversations and listening and learning, and being willing to sit when sometimes those conversations get uncomfortable, mm-hmm. Being able to sit through that. And so I think that's one of the gifts that we have at Detroit Mercy, is that we have students who really want to learn and really want to listen and also really want to share their own personal stories. And so I am happy that I get to be the recipient of a lot of their stories, as a listener. And so, yeah, it's probably my favorite thing about Detroit Mercy. And also, we've talked about it on the podcast a couple times already, but I think, as a person who's lived in a lot of places, I love that our school is in Detroit, and I really love Detroit as a city. As a person who is not from Detroit, I don't have the same history. I don't have the same passion that I know our community who have lived here their entire lives and have had generations of people live in Detroit have a different experience. But I do really love the energy and spirit that I feel in Detroit. And so I'm very grateful to work at a school that is in the city and a part of the city.
We love you too.
That's great.
I will say that you mentioned something that I actually did forget to mention about why I love this school. I think that this, like you said, those uncomfortable conversations, I think that this school has done a good job with allowing students to have a voice, which is the other importance of being in a small school. Everyone gets to speak and everyone gets to be heard, which is very important. And those uncomfortable conversations I remember having, I think the beginning of my senior year, we were outside when the student union had just opened. And I think I just remember the discussion about faith, like what detracts people from their faith. And I think the question was like, why are we not proud of our faith or something like that? And I just remember saying that when you no longer feel comfortable repping a specific denomination or a religion, it's because of those past experiences that you had. Mm-hmm. It's because, or maybe you learned something new. Like, I remember, as much as I love being here also just made me realize, like, you know, Catholicism has its own histories, and every denomination does. Every, you know, religion, denomination, it doesn't matter. Everything has a history that one may not be so proud of. And so when I've been able to have those conversations with those who are not even of faith, and honestly, those are the conversations I've enjoyed the most. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed being asked, why are you this? I even enjoyed people being so shook that I was Catholic. Like, that was really, they were just like, you're Catholic? Girl, yes, I'm Catholic. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. But those are very important. And I think that's what makes life much more fun. And so being here, I doubt I would have had the same experience, at least with the voice and being able to express my faith and stuff like that, at a different school. I don't think I would have able to do such things that I was able to do here. So yeah, go UDM.
So to be truthful and consistent to our podcast, we are going to ask each other the same questions that we ask all of our guests at the end about mission. So I'm going to ask Margot first the two questions that we ask everybody, and then we're going to play the lightning round like we always do, and we can decide who goes first on that. But Margot, what is your favorite part of the mission?
My favorite part of the mission would be the active part. Very vague. But I think that we are very big on helping and volunteering in the city, mm-hmm. which, and I know as college kids, we have to do it for some class or for some extracurricular or to get some hours done. However, when I did those, I didn't do it for that, at least through Detroit Mercy. I've always wanted to go out into the city and do other things like that. But we have wonderful programs like 10 that very much do focus on giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And that is very important. I've always been, at least growing up, I've always been it takes a village to raise one person. Mm-hmm. And at some point after that one person is being raised, we do acquire this kind of internal responsibility to give back. And I think that being here at Detroit Mercy, we are I mean, that's a part of the mission, whether it be through helping another student out, whether it be through volunteering with 10 or going out into the community and doing something else, whether it be through ministry or even tutoring at La Casa, which is something that we do through ministry as well. I think that just giving back and emulating the fact that, you know, that's something that Jesus did. As he was raised, when his time came, he had to give back continuously until, you know. But I think that that's something that I did enjoy about the mission. It's more than just talking. It's more than just saying, we do this and we have to do this. It's all about what you do after you talk. And I think that the programs that we have here that allow us to live that mission out are probably my favorite parts, for sure.
And then what motivates you to live the mission?
What motivates me to live the mission? The Holy Spirit.
That's a good answer.
The Holy Spirit. That's it. He just be waking up as he be by my bedside and he just be like, Margot, you have to live the mission today. And I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm coming. It takes 5 minutes to get out the bed, of course, but he does what he needs to do. Do you want to answer these questions as well?
Yeah. So I think for me, my favorite part of the mission, there's so many things, but I think at this time in my life right now, what I find to be my favorite part is probably because it's the part I need the most, is the spirit of discernment that we have from both the Jesuits and the Mercies. I can be quite impulsive, a bit reactionary at times. And I feel that maybe sometimes in more recent weeks, even the transition back into the academic year and different things has been challenging. And so even any transition, sometimes I can get a little reactionary about different things. And so I think the spirit of discernment and slowing down and really thinking not only about the words that I choose to use in my day-to-day life, but even things that have to do with my programming or my students, just bringing that discerning spirit with me to make sure that I'm not being as impulsive. It's okay to have, you know, to be quick on your feet and to have quick responses, but I think there's also a time and a place and a necessity for that reflection and thinking about, you know, is this the best move for me? Is this the best, you know, time to be starting this new project or this new idea? And so I think I have a deep love right now at this time of my life for that aspect of the mission. And in terms of what motivates me to live the mission is, I think it's the students. As I said, the conversations I have are the most important thing to me. And those conversations every day and the passion in which students share about their lives motivates me to be in mission and to be equally as passionate about the things that I'm doing. And a lot of that has to do with mission.
And there are really good cookies in the ministry office, if you guys must know.
Yeah. We do have cookies in the office every Wednesday afternoon. So if you're ever putzing around down in the student union, just know that you can always come into our office and grab some cookies. Are we ready for this lightning round?
I'm ready. I'm going to ask you.
I'm going first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Give it to me. Do you prefer coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Wow.
Die hard. Iced coffee. Iced coffee. Why? I don't know why. Just it's what fuels me. It's what motivates me. It tastes delicious. And if I had a choice, I will always choose iced coffee, even in the dead of winter.
Okay.
I think you're just going to do all of them, right?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
just I love go that. Through the whole thing, okay, and then boom. I'll do the whole thing for you.
Okay. I like this plan. Okay. Good plan.
Sometimes we plan ahead.
Sometimes. And sometimes we don't. What was your first job?
I worked part-time on an organic farm. And I basically just did a lot of weeding. And I will say that despite the fact that I am a huge supporter of 10 on our campus, and I'm a huge supporter of us doing wonderful work in our neighborhoods, I will say that I feel scarred from when I was 16 and working on that farm. And so I don't have a green thumb. I never have. And yeah, so that was my first job.
That's hilarious. What's your favorite movie?
That's so hard. And I like how we have these questions, so I should know the answers to these things. I am going to say just all of the Harry Potter movies, mostly because I just recently watched all of them again. So the Harry Potter movies, any of them. My favorite's probably The Prisoner of Azkaban 3.
That's a good book.
It's a great book. It's also my favorite book.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
That's a good book. Okay. If you could visit any country, where would you go?
I have been really desiring to go to Croatia. Ooh. So that's been on my list. I really want to go to Croatia. That's what I would choose.
Okay. Who is your hero?
I would say my hero is Dorothy Day. I love her. I think she's a really inspirational woman.
Okay. Who is she?
She is the founder of the Catholic worker movement.
Oh.
And if you don't know who she is, you absolutely should read about her. She has a really beautiful and complicated spiritual story and spiritual conversion. But it's helped me a lot to realize that I think she's not a saint, although I hope one day she does get canonized. But she helped me learn that saints are not all, sometimes the saints can feel all perfect. And she is certainly imperfect and very, like, her humanity is a huge part of her spirituality and her personhood. And so I just appreciate that about her.
What is your favorite word?
Stupendous.
Okay. Nice, stupendous word. Do you have a favorite line from scripture or the book of the Bible?
I do. I frequently quote in my head, maybe not out loud. It's from the first book of John. We love because he first loved us.
Ooh, hit him.
Yeah.
So hit him.
All of my ability to love comes from God's love.
What saint would you like to talk to if you could?
Ooh, that's such a great question. I am currently reading St. Teresa Lisieux's autobiography, The Little Flower, as some people know her. And a bunch of people in my life recently said I got to read more about her. And so I would love to speak to her.
Okay. What has been your favorite age so far?
I would probably, I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm adding myself. I'm 29 currently. I would probably say 26. Even though 26 meant it was the height of COVID. COVID was definitely challenging, but COVID also brought me the love of my life. And so I had a lot of wonderful experiences with my now fiance during that time.
Shout out to the fiance. And what is the best advice you've ever received?
It's not necessarily it's a quote that someone shared with me. So it's not necessarily this person's advice, but someone shared with me a quote about your life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Ooh.
And so I kind of try and lean into that as somebody who I identify as an ambivert. And so that means I am both somewhere in the middle between extroverted and introverted. And I think in certain social situations, I can definitely lean into the introverted side. And sometimes I have to push myself to be a little more extroverted. And so I often think of that quote when I'm in those moments and feeling a little uncomfortable.
That's a good set of advice right there.
Okay. Margo, are you ready?
Yep.
You get to go second, so you better be more prepared than I was.
Phew. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Do you prefer coffee or tea?
I love me a frappuccino.
A frappuccino.
A good old caramel frappuccino. So coffee for sure.
Okay. And what was your first job?
I worked at Subway. And this Subway actually had a drive-thru. So I used to act a complete fool and sing to the customers through the drive-thru. So they'd be like, I want, Italian bread. And then, you know the part where you got to get to the veggies. You'd be like, well, you want lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, black peppers. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we did. And you best believe I got the tips. So shout out to those that gave me tips at Subway.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
First Match. It's on Netflix. It's about a teenage girl who had a rough life growing up, and she started wrestling with the boys.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. If you could visit any country, where would you like to go?
Barbados.
Ooh, good choice.
Yeah.
Who is your hero?
Jesus.
That's a good one. What is your favorite word?
It's gorgeous.
I love it.
Gorgeous is my favorite right now.
Okay. Do you have a favorite line from scripture or a favorite book of the Bible?
My favorite line right now is, honestly, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Philippians 4:13, very common. But my favorite book of the Bible is James, because James be yelling at you like your black mama do when you get yelled at from getting heat. James be cutting into me like nobody's business. It just be like, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm like, okay, let's rephrase. I be having to sit down in the diary like, dear God, this is what James told me to do today. This is very hard, but I'm going to obey your word for sure. Thank you, God. Have a good day.
Okay. What saint would you like to talk to if you could?
Saint Anthony.
Nice. What has been your favorite age so far?
21. Just to out myself, I am currently 21 right now.
She's living her best life right now.
Absolute best life. I told you guys the alumni brain is on, but I've had a good time being 21. Adulting, on the other hand, it's not my favorite part right now, but I would say being 21 or 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what's the best advice you've ever received?
I think the best advice I've ever received is, you can do whatever you put your mind to. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that that isn't just a, like, oh, I am smart, so I'm just going to be smart. That, like, it has a big meaning to it that a lot of people don't, like, initially get. You can do it, but you have to remember how much time it takes. And I used to want things fast. Like, okay, I'm going to do this, I want it fast. But it takes time to do a lot of the long and, like, rewarding, the big rewarding things. And I've learned that with everything that I've ever said I wanted to do, like, for example, being a power lifter or just being a biochem major or wanting to be a doctor, those things take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. However, if I think I can't do it, I'm never going to be able to do it. So, yeah, that's the best advice I've received so far.
That's good advice. Well, this ends our formal time. We've had a great time talking to one another today. At least I hope so, Margo. I hope you enjoyed this.
It's gorgeous.
And it's gorgeous. Exactly. Stupendous. And we're just really glad that we had the chance to share a little bit more about ourselves. I hope our listeners got a better peek into who we are. And we hope that you'll see, I'll be around campus. Obviously, I work here. But Margo's, even as an alum, is around campus quite often. So hopefully you'll run into us and get to know more. But we're happy that we got to share this with you today and just have a fun episode to talk a little bit about one another and to one another. And we hope you enjoyed it.
If you guys ever need me, just say Margo Epirus Maximus and I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Okay, that'll be the way to go. Perfect.
You've been listening to What's the Tea with Ministry. If you enjoyed listening to us today, be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at @UDM_ministry or check us out at What's the Tea with Ministry podcast on the Detroit Mercy website.
Thank you, Margo, for being in conversation with me today. It was such a fun time. Thank you also to all those who have made this podcast possible, especially the Communication Studies Department, our sound engineer, Michael Jason, our music composer, Dan Gregg, marketing and communications, and the whole Detroit Mercy community.
We look forward to sharing more of the mission with you next time.
See ya.